for Friday, September 18th. This is your daily devotion. Let's go. Well, good morning, saints, and welcome to this, your daily devotion for Friday. You're with Pastor Patrick, and it is good that we have gathered together to be encouraged, built up, and as I always say, challenged by the written word of God. Today we're looking to the writings in Hebrews, particularly chapter 4, verse 15. If you grab your Bible and turn with me to Hebrews chapter 4, I'm going to begin reading from verse 14. This is what the word of God teaches. Since then we have a great priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast to our confession. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but one who in every respect has been tempted as we are, yet is without sin. Let us then with confidence draw near to the throne of grace, that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. Oswald Chambers titled his devotion for today, His Temptation and Ours. And this is what he wrote. Until we are born again, the only kind of temptation we understand is that mentioned by St. James, where he says, every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. But by regeneration, we are lifted into another realm where there are other temptations to face, the kind of temptations our Lord faced. The temptations of Jesus do not appeal to us. They have no home at all in our human nature. Our Lord's temptations and ours move in different spheres until we are born again and become His brethren. The temptations of Jesus are not those of a man, but the temptations of God as man. By regeneration, the Son of God is formed in us, and in our physical life, He has the same setting that He had on earth. Satan does not tempt us to do wrong things. He tempts us in order to make us lose what God has put into us by regeneration, the possibility of being of value to God. He does not come on the line of tempting us to sin, but on the line of shifting the point of view, and only the Spirit of God can detect this as a temptation of the devil. Temptation means the test by an alien power of the possessions held by a personality. This makes the temptation of our Lord explainable. After Jesus in his baptism had accepted the vocation of bearing away the sin of the world, he was immediately put by God's Spirit into the testing machine of the devil. But he did not tire. He went through the temptation without sin and retained the possessions of his personality intact. Today's devotion is very similar to yesterday's. This idea of the temptation to sin, that is, to draw away from God. The scriptures are clear. They tell us, they encourage us to draw closer to God, knowing that He will draw closer to us. When we give in to the temptations that come our way, we draw away from God. Therefore, He does not draw close to us. Jesus has set the bar high. There is no denying that. But He has not left us to our own devices. Be encouraged this morning to know that as Jesus departed, He in turn sent the great Counselor to walk with us. We, as followers of Jesus Christ, live in the flesh, but we survive by the help of the Holy Spirit. I'm thankful that you joined this morning. I hope you'll join us again tomorrow as we look at the Gospel of Luke, chapter 22, verse 28. In the meantime and in between time, I'm Pastor Patrick, and this is your daily devotion.